19-year-old Aisha Khan had been married for 5 months to her husband, who was born in Pakistan. It was an arranged marriage, so though there were no reports of domestic unhappiness, when she vanished after leaving a message on her sister's phone that she had fended off an obnoxious, intoxicated harasser, Overland Park Police Chief John Douglas was left in a quandary.
Trying to attach a norm to people's behavior always gets me in trouble. So what we're going to do is we're going to act on this as if it were an abduction.
Khan surfaced Thursday evening. Police said only that she was not abducted and no crime had been committed. A family spokesman expressed gratitude.
We really want to thank all the law enforcement agencies, especially a big thank you and a big shout out to the people who've been working hours and hours at the Overland Park Police Department. Thank you, guys.
But had no explanation for where Aisha had been. No charges will be filed. It was officials of the KU Edwards campus, not family members or Aisha, that called the police. Kansas City Mayor Sly James announced that he'll go to Jefferson City and ask for control of Kansas City public schools, at least as a starting point for discussion to avoid a state takeover.
You have to have something, some structure to talk about, and that's what we provided as a structure.
School board member Arthur Benson said the mayor should support the elected board and avoid the disruption. Meanwhile, the district warned its African-centered education school that it won't renew its contract unless the district has more say-so about program finances. The program already is suing the district, claiming insufficient support. Boeing wouldn't officially confirm its plans, but Congressman Mike Pompeo said a company executive told him Boeing would not be doing any work on a military tanker contract in Kansas.
It had been my expectation, based on representations made to all Kansans, that Boeing would create 7,500 aviation jobs in our great state. We now know that Boeing intends to walk away from that promise.
The Kansas delegation had lobbied for Boeing to get the contract. A panel studying this summer's Missouri River floods found that the Corps of Engineers was not at fault and stopped just short of blaming global warming. Hydrologist Bill Lawrence of the National Weather Service was on the panel.
Whether or not you believe in climate change is besides the point, but we have the facts to prove that, at least in the Missouri Basin, the rainfall variability is becoming more extreme.
Lawrence says the Corps' water management manual needs to be revised in view of the changing weather pattern. Hyatt Hotels changed its mind and will donate $25,000 to the Skywalk Victims Memorial. Hyatt had originally declined, saying effective this past month it was no longer the operator of the hotel where the 1981 disaster occurred. That decision was heavily criticized. The University of Missouri decided to allow students to make video and audio recordings of classes, but they'll have to ask permission if they want to redistribute those recordings. Columbia Faculty Council Chair Harry Tyrer said,
"The university can always determine who sent out a piece of material. You know, they then have a redress to deal with the issue."
The rule is in response to a conservative blog site that posted portions of lectures that had been edited to make it sound like the professor advocated violence as a labor negotiation technique. This is KCUR.